Support comes from Treefort Music Fest in downtown Boise, Idaho. 5-day discovery passes are available until the first artist announcement. More at treefortmusicfest.com/discovery or by calling TMF888-2017.
Time is 8:01 and a half. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Support comes from Treefort Music Fest in downtown Boise.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And it's cold out there and the streets are icy. You shouldn't be driving. I hope you're sitting in front of a nice warm fire or staying cozy somehow while we listen to a story about Charlie Strait. Charles T. Charlie Strait, born January 16, 1891 in Chicago. He studied piano a little bit as a kid, but basically was pretty much self-taught. Entered vaudeville directly out of high school, serving as accompanist for comic singer Gene Green. Strait's first composition was for Green, and it was called King of the Bungalows, which he wrote in 1909. What put it over was Green's funny growl voice and the fact that it was the first ragtime song featuring nonsense syllables, with those syllables vocally taking the place of pianistic syncopations. Probably the very first scat chorus. Let's just pause for a moment and listen to that early recording.
I just received a cable back from my ancestral home. It tells me I'm the great Gazoo, successor to the throne. My throne will be a bungalow away up in the trees, where I'll be ruling monarch over all. My slaves will be gorillas, apes, monks, and chimpanzees, who will be ever ready at my call. Well, I will be that king gazoo, the ruler high on the bungalow. And when I ride across the mighty Nile on that royal crocodile, when on the throne I'll take my stand, then I'll be a mighty man. I'll be that Zuku Muku Grand and the king of the bungalows. My chariot will be of gold with a zebra for my steed. My tandem will be lion gold way up in the lead. The streets all paved with ivory and precious sparkling stones. And I have 7 wives to call my own. An elephant for a porter, cause he can pack a trunk. And a tiger for my footstool on my ever-loving throne. Well, I will be the bee, the king, the zoo, the loo, the doo, the loo, the doo, the high on my bungalow, the loo, the doo. When the ragga died across the mighty naga died on the ragga donga donga ragga donga donga die. When on the foga don't I'll take my sagga ragga dan, then I'll be the dee, all the maggie die, they magga dan. Be the doo, the loo, the doo, the doo, the doo, the grand, and the king of the bungalow, the loo, the doo, the doo. I will be the king of the zoo, inbound, out on the ringle, the loo, the ringle, the
King of the Bungalows. Well, that was amusing them back in 1909. I don't know if it'll go over very well tonight. Charlie Strait was based in New York during his years with Green, and his earliest songs and rags were published there. First one was published by Whitmark in 1914. It's called Humpty Dumpty. And 9 months later, the Victor Military Band recorded it. It was quite an accomplishment, so he was getting off to a really good start. Let's listen to the Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra as they play Humpty Dumpty. The Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra has brought us Humpty Dumpty by Charlie Strait from 1914. Well, the very next year, He published Hot Hands. No, sorry, I'm ahead of myself. He published the Red Raven Rag with Remick, and that was subsequently recorded by Price's Orchestra. So that was a good deal for him as well. We've got a piano version of Red Raven Rag tonight, as played by Tex Windham. That was Tex Windham on the piano and the Red Raven Rag by Charlie Strait from 1915. Let's move on now to 1916 and a piece which he wrote while he was also in New York. This one published by Remick as well, called Hot Hands. And we have a version by Wally Rose tonight. This is off of an album by the Down Home Jazz Band, but I think it is totally a solo by Wally Rose.
Thank you.
Wally Rose has played Hot Hands by Charlie Strait from 1916.
Are current events getting you down? Singing together is a great remedy for discouragement and a great opportunity to share music, time, and energy with others. Come to a free sing-along gathering at your community radio station, KGNU, on Sunday, February 5th, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Boulder Studio at 4700 Walnut Street. It will be round-robin style, so everyone will be able to participate equally. Bring instruments, healthy snacks, any songbooks you like, and most of all, your desire to sing and share together. It's free, open to all, and brought to you by the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center and KGNU.
And we are singing for our lives.
Okay, come on down and participate. Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun that night. Okay, well, Strait was on his way up in the New York music scene when, in 1916, he got the job that took him back to Chicago. He was hired to make piano rolls for the Rolla Artists label, a minor subsidiary of the mighty Wurlitzer Company, where under the pseudonym Billy King, he cut one of his own compositions called My Baby's Rag from 1916. And here is that one. My Baby's Rag, Charlie Strait's first piano roll, cut in 1916. Well, his Rolla Artists work didn't get much distribution, but Strait found he loved the process of making and doctoring rolls, taking the roll as his medium and the rollicking rag as his compositional specialty. Charlie Strait was in a place to thrive. And from 1917 on, his best musical ideas would be realized at the business end of a perforator, a piano roll perforator, that is. And there would never be another business reason for him to leave his old hometown. In 1917, he made a roll of his rag Outsteppin' for the Imperial Piano Roll Company, a subsidiary of the Cable Piano Company. Here is that one. ¶¶ Outsteppin' by Charlie Strait from 1917, one of his great piano roles. He made a few more roles for Imperial that year, and as word of his proficiency spread, he started making roles for QRS, Chicago's largest role maker. Sometime in 1917 or early 1918, he was made production manager at Imperial Piano Roll Company. Here's another one of his pieces that he wrote at that time. This one has been transcribed for piano and will be played for us by Frederick Hodges. Here is The Bluegrass Rag. Frederick Hodges, trying to sound very much like a player piano. And The Bluegrass Rag by Charlie Strait from 1918. Well, Charlie stayed with Imperial for another 3 years, and such was his clout with them that he was allowed to continue making roles for QRS, which was Imperial's only rival. Romping rags with cute titles poured out of him in the late teens. It's It from 1917, Mighty Nice, Playmore, Sweet Pickens, A Dippy Diddy, Fast Step, Mow 'em Down from 1918, and also Nifty Nonsense and Ragabit from 1918. The great majority of his rags were not copyrighted or even published, but because they were distributed by the two largest roll companies in the world, Strait's rags were heard more than anyone else's as America barreled into the 1920s. Let's listen to a few of those that we happen to have on recordings. Here's Charlie Strait himself with a piano roll from 1917. This is called It's It. It's It, I-T-S-I-T, by Charlie Strait from 17, I guess. And then let's hear Mow 'em Down from 1918. Once again, Charlie Strait's piano roll. Thank you. Okay, that was Mow 'em Down. From that same year, 1918, a piece called Nifty Nonsense. This has been transcribed by Tom Breyer, and he has actually recorded it. Mr. Tom Breyer has brought us Nifty Nonsense by Charlie Strait from 1918. And now we'll play our last Charlie Strait piano roll for the evening. This one also from 1918. It's called Ragabit. And here it is, Charlie Strait. Thank you. Charlie Strait's rag called Rag a Bit, as the piano roll that he actually recorded himself. Well, by 1920, QRS had hired two other amazing novelty pianists, Zez Confrey and Max Cortlander. Strait was enough of a company man for Imperial that he stopped doing roles for QRS and started looking for a second role artist for Imperial. In 1919, he found what he was looking for in Roy Bargy. And from 1919 to 1921, the four best role artists in the world, Charlie Strait, Max Cortlander, Zez Confrey, and Roy Bargy, were all in Chicago trying to outplay and outsell each other. From 1920 on, Strait was also leading his own orchestra, appearing in nightclubs and hotels and making recordings with them. Sensing that being an orchestra leader was a better way to go, he left Imperial in 1921, but not before he turned over two of his best compositions, Nice and Nifty and Rough and Ready, to Bargy. Bargy never made rolls of them, but later claimed they were co-composed by him and Strait. Let's listen to Nice and Nifty. This is an orchestral version of Nice and Nifty, credited to Charlie Strait and Roy Bargy. And here is the Heliotrope Ragtime Orchestra from San Diego.
Thank you.
Heliotrope Ragtime Orchestra has brought us Nice and Nifty. Straight and Bargy did that one together. Here's that other one that they were credited with together. This is called Rough and Ready. Spelled R-U-F-E-N-R-E-D-D-Y. Rough and Ready, I guess it would be. And this is played by Ray Turner. Recorded in the 1950s, Turner was one of the great studio pianists of the day. Nice work by Ray Turner there. I think that may have been sped up just a little bit, but nevertheless, great rendition of Rough and Ready. Charlie Strait's Chicago Dance Orchestra was the city's best during the 1920s, appearing in all the best venues and making recordings for Paramount and Brunswick. And let's listen to one of those recordings, this one for Brunswick, written by Fred Rose. It's a piece called Deep Henderson, and here is Charlie Strait's Chicago Dance Orchestra. Thank you. Deep Henderson is played by Charlie Strait's Dance Orchestra. Well, the piano roll business dwindled by the late 1920s, but that didn't affect Charlie. He wasn't in the cleverness business anymore. He remained a success in the Chicago musical scene with his dance orchestra, but his career came to an abrupt end on September 21st, 1940, when he was killed in an automobile accident. And there you have the life of Charlie Strait, one of the great piano roll artists of the 19-teens and 1920s. Hope you've enjoyed the program this evening. We're going to go out with a piece that he wrote in 1923 called Buddy's Habits, as played by the Manhattan Ragtime Orchestra. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us this evening, and I hope you'll tune in again for some more recorded ragtime. Time is 9:01. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks as always, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Swing Shift, with temperatures in the low 20s this evening. I thought it was time for a hot toddy. So belly up to that Art Deco chrome bar of yours and mix something up. If you can't think of anything, we've got a few suggestions. So be sure to listen to a fun program for the next hour here on Swing Shift. We're going to start out this evening with something nice and easy. One Mint Julep by Buddy Morrow and his orchestra.